Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. Between 2 and 3, we've got the Rotary Club of Healesville, the big honcho down there, Terry, to come in and talk to us. Between 1 and 2, we've got Jill from Mont Delancey to come in. I know they've got a couple of things coming up, and they've just had something, so we'll talk about that. And from about 20 past 12, we'll be talking to Mr. Excited, and then we'll have that new segment. But as it's the third Wednesday of the month, it's my pleasure to introduce Alex from Crime Stoppers. Welcome, Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Alex, I know you want to talk about farm crime, but I guess when we talk about farm, we're not only talking about the hundreds of acres of farms, are we? We're talking about through the Yarra Valley, we've got plenty of what I'd call farmlets, you know, a few acres. So I guess the same rules that we're going to talk about would apply to them as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So what is farm security and why is it important?
Yeah, well, farm security is really essential for protecting your livelihood, your assets, and just overall your peace of mind. So farms are often, you know, remote, so they can be targeted by opportunistic thieves or vandals because of their isolation. So things like livestock, machinery, tools, fuel, and chemicals are all really valuable and they're expensive to replace.
And fuel at the moment you can't.
Definitely. We want to keep that close to us. So good security is important and it's not only going to deter the crimes, but it's also going to help with insurance claims, biosecurity compliance and overall farm management. So a well-secured property and farm also reduces safety risks to family members, workers and visitors. So farm crime, when we talk about it, it includes theft and stolen property offences from stolen livestock to firearms, equipment, tools, machineries and chemicals. And actually there were over 2,693 recorded offences for stolen livestock, burglary and break-in and enters and theft at farm locations in Victoria last year up to June 2025. Yeah, so that actually costed farmers over $8 million altogether. So despite the significant financial losses from farm crime, it still does remain one of the most underreported offences to police.
So how can I improve the perimeter security on a property or for the listeners?
Yeah, so if you're looking to improve your security, that is the first line of defence against unauthorised access. So you want to look at your fencing. So I would invest in sturdy boundary fencing, especially in areas near roads or where trespassing has occurred before, if it has occurred before for you. And just repair broken wires, gates and posts, you know, immediately. And then, of course, the gates. You want to use gates that lock securely and install tamper-proof hinges. So always keeping those gates closed as well and locking them even when they're not in use is going to be really important. Yep. Then you want to look at your lighting. So motion sensor lights around the main entry points is a really good idea. It's going to deter, you know, criminals, intruders at night. If there's a big, bright, shining light on their face, they're probably going to run away. Then you want to get lighting around your sheds, your driveways as well, just to deter those nighttime intrusions. Yep. Then, of course, you've got signage. So placing visible signs such as, you know, private property, no trespassing and CCTV and use signs, that's going to really discourage unauthorized entry. So if you just pop them around your farm, tie them up to your gates, things like that. That's going to be a good deterrence. Then gate alarms as well. So just consider installing driveway or gate alarms to alert you when someone enters the property. So usually this will be through an app. You'll get a notification or the alarm will go off when someone walks around in that area. And then, of course, you want to do regular inspections of fences and access points. This is really critical. And a visible, well-maintained perimeter signals that the property is actively managed and monitored. So you just want to make sure that you're always, you know, monitoring your property and making sure everything is running smoothly.
So what's the best ways to secure equipment in your sheds and your on your farm, please, Alex?
Yeah, so tools, machinery and fuel, of course, are very high value items, and they are frequently targeted in theft and rural theft as well. So look at your locks. So secure all your sheds, your workshops, your garages. Get high quality padlocks or deadbolts. Don't just leave items like tools, chainsaws, even quad bikes lying around, even in the day. Make sure they're in the shed and they're locked away securely. Then keep a detailed inventory of equipment. So just record your serial numbers, take photos of things and keep receipts, because this is going to help with the identification and insurance if something is stolen. And have a bit of security around your fuel. So store your fuel tanks away from view, like where it's really easy to see them, preferably inside locked enclosures. And using an anti-siphon device and lock filler caps is going to be really helpful. Then the storage of your chemicals as well. Dangerous goods such as fertilizers, pesticides and herbicides should be kept in designated locked storage areas with restricted access. Again, using those padlocks and those really tight, hard to get into locks. And then your grain as well and your produce, just securing them, your hay and things like that, in lockable silos or storage sheds as well, to protect them from both theft and contamination as well.
And I believe that there's been a bit of a rise in the stealing of livestock. I think they used to call it duffing or something. How would we go about protecting the livestock?
Yeah, livestock, it does continue to, affect farms across Victoria. A lot of livestock is being stolen, and missing stock can actually go unnoticed if you're not doing those regular checks. So to prevent it, you want to do stock counts. So conduct routine head counts, particularly after mustering, sales or transport. Then you want to identify them with NLIS approved ear tags or devices for all livestock and ensure that your records are current. So this will help authorities and police as well to trace those stolen animals if they are ever stolen.
Yep.
Then have secure holding areas. So ensure that the holding yards, the pens and the dog enclosures are secure and not easily accessed from roads or external gates. So again, looking at a hefty lock that can really secure them in.
Mm-hmm.
Then just doing your monitoring. So you could use a drone, trail cameras or a farm security system just to monitor distant paddocks and stock movement. So just think about installing those cameras as well. Then just the general neighbourhood awareness. So staying in contact with your neighbours and local farm networks. Just sharing information about suspicious activity can even prevent wider theft in your area. Or if you know that maybe you are going away for a while, it may be worth it just to tell your neighbour, hey, I'm going to be away from my farm for a while. Just keep a bit of an eye out. Let me know if something suspicious happens.
Yep.
So farms are exposed to risks from both native and feral animals as well, along with that disease and threats to the plants and your animals. So there are some things we can do as well to keep that exposure out from, native and feral animals. So you just want to be doing fence inspections, regularly checking for breaches. This can be caused by kangaroos, deers, pigs, or livestock pushing through. So just doing prompt repairs to prevent the repeat incidents. Then again, monitoring. So installing wildlife cameras to observe those vulnerable parts of your property, like crop fields or water sources. Then you can follow the local guidelines for managing feral animals and controlling weeds. So this could be using baiting or exclusion zones where appropriate and legal. And then just doing your biosecurity practices. So limiting that access to areas where livestock or crops are housed, and just having clean equipment and vehicles coming onto the property. And then if you do notice symptoms like sudden illness or unusual behaviour in your animals or your plants, you can report that immediately to Agriculture Victoria or the Emergency Animal Disease Watch Hotline, which their number is 1800 675 888. So they can help you as well with that report. So yeah, good biosecurity does reduce the risk of the major financial and environmental losses, and it does ensure the long-term health of your property.
And what should I report to Crime Stoppers Victoria?
Yeah, so secondhand tools, equipment or machinery that does not have authenticity, or if selling cheap, it can be stolen. And you can report the stolen goods as well. So if you do see suspicious stolen livestock that is not tagged, so the NLIS tagging, and it is being sold cheap online or advertised in a local newspaper, you can report that. Yep. As well as suspicious drone activity, trespassing or illegal shooting on your property or even nearby, it doesn't have to be on your property. Mm. If you see any of that, you can report that. And then looking out for suspicious vehicles as well, driving near your property or even onto your property, especially if it's multiple times a day or multiple times in a week, I would definitely be reporting that, because if the same car keeps coming back to your property, that is quite weird.
It shouldn't be.
And then, and then if an unknown person is coming to your property and loitering near your gates, your sheds and your paddocks, that is also very concerning. So I would report that. Try and get a description of them as much as you can. That's really going to help in the report if you can get as much detail. And then, of course, broken gates or security locks or attempted break-ins. If you do, like, go out for a while and then you come back, you see a gate is broken or something like that, or you think someone's tried to break in, definitely report that as well. So strong farm security, it doesn't have to be complex. It is just about being proactive, consistent and well-informed. So lock what you can, monitor what you can as well, and just stay connected with your local community to keep your property safe. And if you are a victim of farm crime or you know someone that is, you can also report as soon as possible by calling the police assistance line as well. So you don't have to just go through Crime Stoppers. You can call 131444 as well.
So that 131444, that's for anything that's non-urgent. Like if you if you come home and somebody's in your house, you ring the 000. But if not, you ring the 131444. And we need your website again then, please, Alex.
Yes, so our website is www.crimestoppersvic.com.au.
Terrific to talk to you, Alex. Look forward to talking to you next month. Always an interesting topic to come up with, and I'll talk to you next month.
Thank you. I'll speak to you then.
Thank you, Alex. Bye.
Okay. Bye.